On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month for the month of October. Happy to have on the program, and of course, I'm Dale Gartner here on the program, to talk a little bit more about that. Katie Harper, who is the legal advocate and the community outreach coordinator for the Catherine Cobb Shelter. And Katie, it's always good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us yet once again, sir.
And also Kelsey Perez, who is the therapist at Catherine Cobb. Kelsey, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And we also have D'Angelo Boone, who is with the East Adrian Coalition. And D'Angelo, it's always good to have you with us as well.
Always. Really appreciate it.
This is such an important month, and we always need to remind everyone about how important domestic violence awareness is, Candy. And kind of just talk about why it's so important.
Absolutely. Domestic violence happens each and every day in everyone's lives. Whether it's not in your own personal home, it is happening around you. Not always reported, not always talked about. People don't want to share their personal lives. But there's so many people that are hurting. At the Catherine Cobb Safe House, we are the only domestic and sexual violence shelter within Lenawee County. And so we provide shelter and support to survivors throughout our county, and for any that might be fleeing their homes, their counties, their states. We have many services within our program that we provide, Dale. But October is a special month in that it is highlighted, and that awareness is just out there in many forms and fashions. That purple represents the color,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you're wearing purple, if you wear a purple ribbon, we have lapel pins that are available at a couple different banks this month, TLC and County National Bank. If you see purple ribbons in the downtown areas, it's because those communities allowed us to do that. Some
sure.
communities aren't allowing it, and we completely understand
yeah.
For their various reasons. But we still have the support, right? And we have to partner with many people within our community to provide the resources to our survivors within the legal system, within the community mental health system, within the therapeutics areas. So it really takes a community to come together to support our survivors and to offer that help and not judgment, because there's too much judgment, there's too much hurt, there's too much hate in our world, that let's support those that say I love you to one another.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a rally that's going to be coming up too. We'll get to that here towards the end of the program, so be sure you stick around to find out about that rally. And let's go over to Kelsey Perez, who is the therapist there at Catherine Cobb. And you help people really along the way in getting through this whole process, don't you?
Yeah. So highlighting a little bit about what our therapy program does, I provide services not only in the shelter to our survivors that are fleeing, but we also have a non-residential program as well with survivors in the community who may have some unresolved trauma from past relationships, may need support in leaving the relationship. So really servicing lots of different survivors in the community for what they need. And my job is to kind of guide them with trauma-informed care, lots of different resources, and just working through how important mental health is in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
When in relationships where there's domestic violence, it oftentimes feels like they're being secluded and alone. And so when you can have a supportive network, including a therapist, that can kind of come in and open the brain back up to that's not the case, so that they can start to kind of form their own sense of identity, self-worth, self-important, I think that's really important in the healing process.
And it does so much for the person too to be able to realize that, right, Kelsey?
Yeah. And it's really important for us at our agency to provide trauma-informed services as a mental health agency, because we recognize that our survivors are coming in with such a heavy form of trauma that sometimes a lot of people don't understand. Like Candy said, a lot of people don't like to talk about their personal life, right?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
when you have a therapist that specializes in domestic and sexual violence and is able to understand the trauma that comes with that and work with them in a way that feels safe for them, I think that that's really important too.
Absolutely. Candy, I think the other important thing is that we do have resources. We have resources right here in Lenawee County. And that's the most important thing for people to realize.
It really is. But it's also so very important for those resources to believe our survivors.
Yes.
They come in with so many challenges, and sometimes they come in with ways that they to heal themselves that aren't always the healthiest of ways to heal themselves.
Yeah.
Right? They also make choices to return to abusive partners. But there's reasons for that. And so our community has to have that understanding. And that's part of what domestic violence awareness is that we are coming and sharing that information to those that want to listen, to those that want to learn more mm-hmm. about how to protect our survivors so that people are more comfortable in talking and sharing what they're experiencing and why they're making choices that they're making, so that they can heal from those choices and become healthier in healthy relationships. Sometimes that unhealthy relationship can become a healthy relationship, right? That's always the hope. Because you love somebody doesn't mean that you have to leave that person and that everything just goes away. That means the trouble goes away, the abuse goes away. They really love that person for some reason.
Yeah.
Something brought them together. And so our community resources, DHS, Protective Services, law enforcement, our judges, our attorneys, our churches, we all need to understand that people are people.
Yes.
And they deserve to be loved. We all want to be loved. And we don't want to be hurt. But taking that relationship and severing it isn't always the answer, right?
Yeah.
So let's help build those partners back together if that's what they want. If it's not healthy, if it's not safe, you know, hold perpetrators accountable within the legal system, support survivors in the mental health arena, provide substance abuse services if that's what's needed for either party. Mm-hmm. And it's just crucial that we have to come together as a community to help. I mean, there's many other laws that are being broken and crimes that are being committed that are being held. Those perpetrators are being held accountable. But within domestic violence, it's such a complicated scenario that people are going through that perpetrators aren't always held accountable and survivors aren't always supported.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you really agree with that too, don't you, Kelsey?
Sure. As Candy said, like trauma just comes out in so many different ways, in so many different forms. And so a part of our mental health team, providing mental health advocacy is really important too, and really making sure that survivors feel supported in all entities. So like Candy said, there's so many different resources and networks when it comes to the services that our survivors are intertwined in, and really just advocating for the mental health, and that when you are in any sort of relationship that has domestic violence inside of it, people choose lots of different ways to mm-hmm. cope. It mm-hmm. affects their brain. I could nerd out for a really long time and talk about the way that it affects our brain. But because of that, the lack of support can be really hard and even more traumatizing to survivors, right, when they do step forward and they do share that this is their story and then maybe they don't feel supported in every entity. So really it's important to us as an agency to move forward with our survivors in a really with a lens that we believe them all the time, and then what do they need from us to move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's bring D'Angelo into the conversation here. And D'Angelo Boone, representing the East Adrian Coalition, you're developing a father group, huh? Tell us about that.
Yes. So the Fathers of Lenawee group is a initiative that is formed to support fathers in their pursuit to connect or reconnect with their children, and also to obtain resources necessary for that, and find other resources that would help to build healthy families, a healthy outlook towards parentage and parenthood, and to make sure that fathers receive the support that they need as well.
Okay. Now, with the group, how does that work? I mean, do they they referred to you, or how has that worked, Angela?
Well, it's a new initiative, and we are still doing a lot of learning, and okay. we're trying to make a lot of connections as well, and to create a safe space that fathers can come and share and yeah. receive resources based on what they're looking for. So we've had a lot of focus group meetings already just to kind of identify some of those needed resources and the trauma that fathers are having. And even when it comes to domestic violence situations and awareness, men suffer with domestic violence as well as women do. And sometimes it's more challenging because you don't have all those initial supports in place. And then it's always, it can be looked, viewed negatively if a man comes forward with an emotional issue or that he's been a victim of a domestic violence situation. And what does he find that support? And then how does he continue to interact with the child knowing that the mother may still be involved? And
yeah.
so there's all these different things that they have to figure out how to navigate.
Definitely. Well, hopefully that as you bring things together, let us know about more about the group as when you get established and as another resource that we have here in Lenawee County. This is what really just amazes me is all the resources we have here in Lenawee County and keep developing with more resources to be able to have things for our community as well. And we've got, we want to mention before we go about the rally that's coming up, but before we do, were there any other things that you wanted to mention, Candy, before we move on to the rally?
No, I just really wanted to highlight D'Angelo and the partnership that we have developed over the years many times. And so when he said that he was developing this father program, lots of times in the field of domestic violence, you hear that women are the victims of domestic violence more often than not. And that stat is still continues to be true today. But we also understand that men can be survivors of violence as well. But when you get males supporting males and understanding what a healthy relationship should look like and is, that I just so appreciate the partnership that's ensuing and is developing. We have domestic violence alternative programs within our town, within our city, that hold perpetrators of domestic violence accountable, mm-hmm. both for males and for females. And so this partnership, I believe, is going to just continue to flourish, and because there's a true belief that there's an understanding of what it takes to be in a healthy relationship by either of our parties. And so that partnership is just amazing, and I look forward to it.
Well, let's talk about the rally. When yes. is the rally going to be and where, Candy?
October 4th at Trestle Park from 11 to 2. This year's event is mirroring the state domestic violence rally and how they run theirs. So this is really a community, family-friendly event that will have funky dogs and we'll have bubbles tea there for food and beverage that will be available. Our special speakers, our keynote speakers this year are Parker Hardy is coming back from Justice for D. D'Angelo will be there speaking on the from the Eastside Coalition about this father group that he is creating and the importance of healthy relationships. Rudy Flores from the Southeastern Migrant Resource Council will also be there talking about the challenges that some of our underserved populations and Spanish-speaking populations are having to endure when it comes to domestic violence. And a survivor voice, Danielle Crosby, will also be coming to kind of share the road traveled and that a survivor will go through. We will have music provided. We have, when I say it's a family-friendly, it also will have self-care opportunities that's kind of different than any other community outreach that we have in Lenawee County. And that is going to be our Dundee Martial Arts. We'll have a self-defense class that will be being on site. We have chair yoga being provided by Linda Martinez. Solutions by Sarah will be providing some chair massages. Henna, I'm just so excited about henna being provided. Instead of face painting, we're actually taking care of the adults, and henna is going to be provided by Colorful Events by Dominique House. I'm like, this is just come and take care of yourself. Learn about domestic violence because we all have to come together, and love should never hurt. And that is our theme this year. Love shouldn't hurt.
And again, this is going to be when?
October 4th, 11 to 2 at Trestle Park.
At Trestle Park here in Adrian.
Yes.
This is going to be a great rally that you're going to be having. And it sounds like you're going to have a lot of great people there speaking as well, Candy. If they would like more information regarding domestic violence and the Awareness Month, as well as maybe the Catherine Cobb, what's the best way for them to be able to do that, Candy?
They can contact staff at the Catherine Cobb Safe House, and that's 517-265-6776. Look us up on our website. We do have a website, and we also have a Facebook page. So join the Facebook page, because updates for the rally will also be posted on there.
Excellent. Very good. I want to thank all of you for coming and being a part of it. Kelsey Perez, therapist there at Catherine Cobb, thank you so much for joining us here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
And D'Angelo Boone, thank you so much, as always.
Yep. Thank you, Del. I appreciate it every time.
Well, it's good to have you. And, of course, Candy Harper, thank you so much as well. Continue the great work all of you are doing.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.